So, is anyone else paying attention to the Olympics? Me? Yeah, great. Now, I love this time of year because for 2 weeks, I basically leave my TV on the entire time. The sounds of Barney and Sesame Street and Spider-Man, the shows that are usually on during the day, are replaced by cycling, swimming, gymnastics, and sports. I'm reminded every 4 years that they actually exist, like dressage and race walking. The sounds of Olympic competition becomes my background soundtrack. Now, I really do love the Olympics, but I might, just might, love the commercials during the Olympics even more. They're just so amazing and awe-inspiring and usually head-scratching. Like that commercial that tries to connect track and field athletes with the tires on our cars, or the ones that tell us we can be just as unique and special as Michael Phelps as long as we buy this car, watch this new TV show, or visit this fast food restaurant. And the commercial that recently got my attention is one for Dick's Sporting Goods. The commercial claims that all of us, in our bodies, carry tiny bits of gold. It's in our cells, our hair, and in our blood. With an uplifting soundtrack and a moving narration, the commercial moves to a climax, saying that all of us have the strength, the drive, and the passion of an Olympian, because the highest concentration of gold in our bodies is found in our heart. We all carry the treasure of an Olympic gold medal winner inside of us. So let's go out there and buy some sporting equipment. When we hear in Scripture a reference to the heart, we need to take a moment to step back in time and ask ourselves what those standing around Jesus would have heard. And to do that, we need to sort of turn off our brains, because the people around Jesus didn't have our knowledge of the human body. They didn't know what each organ did, and they didn't know that our brain, what's in our head, is the source of who we are. They didn't know that the different parts of the brain control our emotions, our creativity, or that it even stored our memories. For them, the brain was just there. It wasn't worth much, because the source of who we are, the center of our thoughts, our identity, our desires, and our will, came from right here, our heart. The heart represented our entire life because it pumps through our body the stuff of life. So today, when Jesus is gathered with his disciples, teaching them about the relationship to God, and those disciples hear the word heart, they're not thinking of only passion or desires or emotions. Jesus is telling them that where they put their treasure, that's the center of their entire life. What they do with their money illuminates who they are. We might carry trace amounts of gold in our body, but where we put our gold, that tells everyone and God a lot about who we are. Which is exactly why brands and companies love the Olympics just as much as we do. If we just buy this car, visit this resort, wear this perfume, or apply for this credit card, we too can feel like we're an Olympic champion. We can be unique, different, and important. We can become somebody just by buying the right pair of shoes or pants. Brands and companies advertise in this way because they know this is how money works. We give our money over, and if we have a positive experience, they get our loyalty. They get a little part of our life. When we need something new or when we want to purchase a replacement, the first thing that pops into our mind is that brand. It becomes a default option for us. And I will totally admit that I am heavily tied to my brands. From my iPhone to my iPad, which are right here, to my red Converse Chucks, my pants from Uniqlo, and my Jack Spade bags, I am a walking billboard of brands. And I'd like to say that when I'm up here on Sunday morning, the brands don't play a role in my presentation, but they do. From where I buy my stoles to the clergy shirt under my alb, these are brands I default to, even when I'm worshiping God. Now, being tied to brands is not necessarily a bad thing. For clergy who are not 5'11" or middle-aged men, we have a really hard time finding anything that fits. It's only in the last few years that women have finally have clergy shirt brands that they can trust, even though the Lutheran Church has been ordaining women as pastors for over 45 years. For us to live the lives we do, brands play a role in how we present ourselves and make a statement to the world. And I don't think Jesus is criticizing the brands we buy, but he does want us to look at what's under the surface. When we spend our money, we are giving away a promise of loyalty. So when we do spend that money, when we spend our gold, how does that spending reflect where God is for us? Where God is for our household, and where God is for our community. Whenever we use our treasure, is our faith, is our God being made visible? Are we making Jesus known? These are big questions. They're scary questions, too. But they're not isolated questions. They don't just come out of the blue. Jesus is asking us about how we spend our money just a few moments after he says, "Do not be afraid." This isn't a question designed to only scare us. It's a question to pull us back into the arms of the one who is with us, no matter what comes next. When we're taking our first steps towards someplace new, Jesus is with us. When life seems to be going right, Jesus is with us. And when our life is about to end, Jesus is still with us. When the waters of baptism were poured over us, we didn't only get a Jesus who is always with us. We became part of Jesus' brand. We became part of what God is doing on the earth. We became part of this love that wants nothing more than to serve. Jesus is reminding us that the spending of our treasure should make known that we are a piece of God's treasure, a treasure not just for ourselves, but for the world. Gold might be in our veins, and we might imagine ourselves standing on a podium with a gold medal around our neck. But our true gold rests in Jesus Christ, who claims us, loves us, and sends us out to spread that love by bringing a word of healing, a word of mercy, and a word of forgiveness, so that this world can become a place where no one is afraid. Amen.